Today on Your Daily Prayer, I'm your host, Rachel Wojo of the Untangling Life podcast, and I have a prayer to share with you, a prayer when the pain makes you weep. A few years ago, when I finished speaking at a ladies' retreat, a dear woman approached me with tears in her eyes. I could tell by the sweet smile shining through her tears that she wanted to share something from her heart. I could relate to your stories about your daughter's illness. She looked down for a moment and then began again. I've recently been declared cancer-free. Last summer, the sun was shining beautifully through my bedroom window, but I was in the worst pain I'd ever experienced. My throat was on fire from the cancer treatments, and the pain medication didn't seem to be working. For a couple of hours, I lie on the bed asking God to take away the pain. I begged Him to spare me from the suffering. I could relate to her every word. Curious to hear more, I looked into her eyes, willing her to go on. But in the middle of my suffering, I believe the Holy Spirit nudged my heart to think of others. I started to pray for all my family members, naming them one by one and interceding to God on their behalf. I listed my neighbors and their needs. I thought of my church family, my small group, and I just continued to ask the Lord to work in the lives of others. I immersed myself in thoughts of praying to God and asking for His hand to help others. I thanked Him for doing so, and my heart swelled with joy. And then all of a sudden, I realized, I'm not in pain anymore. The fire in my throat was gone, and in its place, I felt a peace beyond description. I believe the Lord took away my pain because I overcame the desire to be self-focused. Instead, I thought of others and gave thanks. She searched my face to see if I would believe her story. It was like her eyes were asking me, "Do you really think peace can replace pain when we lift thanksgiving to God?" I smiled back at her through my own tears. Psalm 107, 21 and 22 says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing." The Bible explains that giving thanks through pain is the sacrifice. And when we sacrifice to the Lord and offer Him thanksgiving, even through difficult situations, our God is praised. When we purposely shift our focus from our pain and suffering to how God is working in us and through us, then He reveals His strength in our weaknesses. I will never forget this woman's precious story of giving thanks through the pain. Was it a sacrifice? Yes, because she had to choose to avoid thinking only of her own needs. She had to choose to focus not on the pain, but on how she could help someone else by praying for them. She chose to give thanks for the opportunity to intercede for others, and the joy of the Lord filled her heart. At the time the woman approached me, my daughter was still suffering with her terminal disease and hadn't gone on to her heavenly home. I was thankful, most definitely, for pain medication. I was thankful we had assistance in our home and medical professionals who came to visit her. But beyond the thanks for God's gifts, I was learning to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving in suffering. Today, I long to give thanks to the Lord because He is good and His mercy endures forever. I long to see the good works He is doing, even as I still mourn the loss of my daughter. But when I can't see anything through my tears, I still want to focus on God's character and thank Him for His promises and for who He is. The God of eternity who will redeem all suffering because He overcame death itself. My daughter's pain didn't last forever. The pain in our hearts today won't last forever. We can give thanks through the pain because it is temporary. We give thanks through the pain because God is with us now and He will be with us forever. Will you pray a prayer with me when the pain is making you weep? Jesus, prompt our hearts through Your Spirit. May we give thanks through pain and suffering and the heartache of this world because we know that we are here briefly. When the pain pushes us beyond what we can bear, Teach us to shift our focus to your promises. Help us rely on your strength in the pain and provide opportunities to care for others. We offer our thanks through the pain because we know that you are God and you are good. Though weeping may last for a night, joy will come in the morning. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode has been a source of encouragement and inspiration for you. As a way of saying thank you, I want to invite you to enjoy a free resource When You Can't Pray prayer guide. This resource will help you release the frustration of not having words to pray. It will help you embrace the comfort and intercession of the Holy Spirit, and it will help engage your heart with the truth that God sees you, He hears you, and He knows your need. You'll find this resource in the episode description or at rachelwojo.com/can't-pray. I'm Rachel Wojo. Thanks so much for listening in today.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.